Well, I do desire your prayers tonight. The Lord would help us out. Be able to get the thoughts that he'd have to our hearts. I strongly believe tonight that God is real. He's convinced me. And I believe that he is sovereign tonight. I believe in a mighty God.
Amen.
I believe a God of love, of mercy. I believe a God of creation. I marvel at what he's done. At the things that are in our lives, nature. That's around us. Look into the summer sky and see the stars. To watch a storm system coming in makes you feel pretty little. But it makes God seem big. And I believe in God like that. I believe that God created the heaven and the earth. I believe that he created it just like the Bible said he did.
Yes.
That's not popular in the time that we live in. That's looked down upon. That's looked at as ignorance to say that. But I still believe it.
Amen.
And I believe that the crowning feature of God's creation was man. He said of all that he created that it was good. But when he made man, he said it was very good. God made man in his own image. Yes. He created him in his own likeness. And God gave to man something that he gave to no other part of his creation. And he done it that way because he wanted to. He wanted a creation that could make a choice. He made us to be able to make a choice.
Yeah.
Not only did he make us to make a choice, but he put the choice within our grasp. He made it possible to choose.
Yeah.
In the beginning, when God made Adam and Eve, he made him to choose. And he made an environment of choice for them.
Yes.
He put in the garden with them choice. He put in there a tree of life. And he told them that they could eat of that freely. And he put there in the garden, in the middle of the garden, it says in the midst, in the center of the garden, he put another tree. And that represents choice. Because had he not done it, there wouldn't have been any choice. But he did put it there. In the original plan of God, man was made upright and he had to choose wrong.
Yes.
Now we're born in iniquity and have to choose right.
Yes.
But there's a choice for every one of us to make tonight. And in the original, Adam and Eve was there, and there in the midst of the garden was a couple trees. One of them was a tree of life. And I think that God is perfect in all that He does, and that the Garden of Eden was sufficient for all of their needs. I don't think they lacked in nutrients, they didn't lack in good things. I think all that God had wanted was there for them. Not only that he came down in the cool of the evening to commune with them. And made it full for them. But he made a choice there. And he also allowed the serpent there. God allowed it to be there. I believe in a God that's supreme tonight. And he allowed that serpent there to be able to make suggestions. He allows that so that that there can be a choice made in this. And that is the design of God, that there be a choice to be made. My message tonight, I pray that the Lord would really help you and I, because God made us a creature of choice.
Yes, 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 yes.
And that goes through us through all of our life.
Right, that's true.
You can get the experience that God wants you to have in its fullness, and it will not erase away your choice. When you get all that God made for you to get, you'll still be left with this idea. You'll make a choice. I got up today with a whole day full of choices to make. I got up today and decided what I was going to put on. Well, my wife decided part of what I was wearing tonight. So my wife had a choice in that. But I chose to go ahead and say, okay, honey, I'll wear that. I chose to greet my wife today and tell her a number of times today, honey, I love you and I'm glad you're my wife. I could have not done it, Brother Carr, or I could have done it. And I chose to do it today. I made a number of choices in my life. I chose today to commune with God.
Right.
Didn't have to, but I chose to. Eve looked at all of that. She knew God. She had communed with God. God had told her what the right and wrong of it was. He told her what happened if she didn't. If she did what, if she obeyed, what the consequences of that is, or the reward, and what the consequences is if she didn't. And do you know what do you know what it came down to? Something that's going to go through this whole message. It goes through all of our life. It goes through the Scriptures. He gave two trees, and one of them was the tree of life. That's ours for the choosing, folks.
That's right.
It is. It really is. It's for us to choose the path that leads to right, that leads to life, that makes fulfilling, that gives us the blessing on our lives. It's there to choose. There's another choice tonight that's come all the way from the creation. There's another choice. You can choose life in the tree of life, or you can choose tonight that disobedience. You can choose the tree that the Lord said, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. In one was life, and in the other was death. It's a choice for us to make. And I look into life sometimes, and maybe you've heard me say it. I've said it a lot of times. My wife and I say it occasionally to one another. Be driving along and we'll see a police officer in a pursuit car going and speeding away, and a police officer's after him. I'll look to my wife and say, thank God, I'm saved. Thank God, I'm saved. I'll look sometimes and see the police officer, according to God, I've seen it a number of times, have their hands behind their back and leading them away. And I'll look to my wife and I'll say, thank God, I'm saved.
Amen.
Thank God that the Lord done a work in my life. You know why I'm saying that? That could be me. I'm not so foolish to say what I would have done and where I'd have went without God's grace.
That's right.
Sometimes I'll even look and see what other people's doing and say, there I go. Had it not been for the Lord, there I go. That's me.
Yeah.
I looked up. We was at a little deal one time, and I saw this guy stagger out into the road. He was drunk, and he staggered out into the road, and he started aggravating people around. And just now, here come this real husky young state policeman come up there and got him off the road. And just now, he put up a little fuss, and that guy forcibly got him and slammed him over there and got him and cuffed him and put him in the cruiser. And I said, thank God, I'm saved. Look at that guy. Thank God I'm saved. I didn't do it by myself. But the Lord brought me to a place and said, I want you to make a choice about your life. You can make a choice of what you're going to do in life. It's your choice. Over in Deuteronomy, very familiar scripture, the 30th chapter, in the 15th verse it says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. This day, today, is this as any other day since the creation of God. He has set before His creation life and good. And all that it holds. I thank God that He is God tonight. I thank God that He cares for me and He loves me. And He said, I set before you life and good and death and evil. I'm openly presenting you. Folks, do you realize you may have, if you have questions about these things in life, I'm going to tell you right here answers a lot of questions that people want to know about. It's called choice. And when people don't want to live for the Lord, they don't have to.
That's right.
But they'll die. The Scripture says that of a woman that lives in sin, adultery is dead while she liveth.
Right.
You may live in this flesh, but while you're living, you're empty and hollow and don't have any life in there. It's death in there. And the Lord has set before you. God don't want it to be that way. Jesus came and died that it not be that way in our lives. And He gives us a choice to make. And on a daily basis, you and I can make a choice in our life of what we want in our life. And the Lord says, I'm setting it before you this day. It's set before us in this world today. You know what's sad today? People choose death. They choose death. I remember this story back from my hometown of a young man. He was on the football team. And he would drive his truck to practice, and he had got caught speeding. He would drive awful fast. And he had got a ticket for speeding, and so the coach, when he got there, the coach reprimanded him for doing that. Going to be a part of this. Going to try to do more than just teach you a little bit of sports. He tried to teach him something about life, and he said, he got him in trouble. And he said, you're going to run laps. We want you to be disciplined. When you're going to run laps. And he made him run. And this coach done all this to him. And it upset the young man that he had to do that. And so they was going to a banquet. And most all these football players was on a school bus. And they was going to this banquet. But this young man took his truck. And they said that they come on a place over there in Webster County, where I grew up from, and this boy was angry. And him and another young man was in his truck, and he got up to a certain place, and he got down on his truck and went around that school bus, and all of his peers and the other players are on that bus, and he went roaring by them. And he said when they got in, he went to pull back in real quick, and he pulled too far, and his wheel dropped off the road. And when he did, he jerked back and he overcompensated it at a very high speed. They said that truck rolled 9 times. And they saw it from the bus. 16 years old. Went out into eternity. He made a decision, folks. Simple. Truth. He made a decision. I'm going to humble myself or I'm going to rebel. I'm going to do it in a right way, or I'm going to do it my way. He done it His way. Nobody's going to tell me I can't go fast. Not the law, not my parents, not the coach. I'm going to do it my way. So He done it His way. This is just a little bit of what the Lord is trying to say to us when He says, I set before you. Choice. To do right with it. To be a blessing. To have good things in your life. Or to do it wrong. And have in you death. Not everybody that rebels like that dies in that kind of tragedy. But do you know that kind of tragedy follows everybody's life that's disobedient, that makes the wrong choice? The Lord gives us the precious, He made us. He made us to choose Him. He made us in His own image. He made us a creation of God to live and to love and to be happy. And to have good things in our lives. And we, as humans, many times reject that and choose the corrupt, the defiled, the nasty, the perverted, the things that make for an awful life. Folks, it gets down awful simple sometimes. Do you know what it'll come down to sometimes? It'll come down in relationships. Sometimes it comes down in the trivialest ways. She don't squeeze the toothpaste right. He won't unroll his own socks. You know, that's decisions we make about what we're going to have important in our life. People choose things in their lives and ways in their lives. You could be tolerant, loving. You can have the right disposition of life because the Lord has told us, I've set it before you. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. I heard the story of a man one time that he told his mother. He said, I don't want you smoking around me. I don't like cigarette smoke, and I don't want you smoking around me. Said they was driving down the road and his mother lit up a cigarette. He bowed that car up in the middle of the road, stopped, and said, get out. What? I told you. And I'm not telling you anymore. Get out. Made his mother get out of the car and went on because I told her. This very man was a very successful businessman. And him and his wife got a divorce. And his wife was suing for part of the wealth that he had. And he said, I will not pay her one red cent. And the judge said, you'll pay her or you'll go to jail. And he said, I'll go to jail and I'll rot in jail before I give her one red cent. He went to jail and stayed in jail. Lost everything he had and refused to pay her one red cent. Folks, you know what happens when we get bitterness in our hearts? What we really say is that I'm going to show you. I'll go to hell. And that'll show you. I'm going to destroy my life. That'll show you. I'm going to see how much I can hurt you. Do you know if people actually kill themselves to show other people or to hurt other people? My own grandfather was so bitter, such a bitter man, that one morning he wakes up and he wakes my uncle up. My uncle, just to see this, he wakes him up. John, get up out of there. Woke him up out of bed. When he woke up and looked around, my grandfather had a 12-gauge shotgun stuck right under his chin and pulled the trigger so my uncle would watch him do it. And of course, you know what that done. He made choices in his life, folks, that got him to there. The Lord is not kidding on this. He says, I set before you paths. One goes to life and the other's death. Choose life. Choose the things that make for life. Choose the things that make for good relationships. Husbands, tonight, choose a good relationship with your wife. Choose to love her. Choose to honor her. Choose to do the things that satisfy and help her in life. Choose, yes, be a man. Stand up and be a man. Be strong. Have big shoulders on you. But stand up and be a man.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Wives, you're not off the hook either. Choose to be a wife that supports your husband. Choose life for him. Choose to be there and do it together. Grace, or heirs of the grace of life.
Yes.
Precious life. Choose. You know, it's as easy as a choice. It really is as easy as a choice because God's there to want you to make it. Life. Life.
Amen.
He says, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Folks, this thing's already been testified to. Jesus came and died to make a way that we could make a choice. But we couldn't have made a choice without that. You can't save yourself. But He called heaven to witness this. God made man to choose. Because He did, it gave us something special that none of the rest of His creation can claim. They do only what He created them to do. You and I can make a claim before God. What an awesome thing to be able to go and say, Jesus, I accept You. I want You. Lord, I'm tired of wrong and evil and death in my life. I want life. I choose You. None of the rest of the creation can do that. But we can. By our own volition, we can say, I want right.
Amen. That's right.
I want to be God. Oh, Your mighty, wonderful, creating God, I want to be in harmony with Your creation.
Yes, Lord.
I want to be in harmony with Your will. I want to walk my and live my life according to what You made me to do. Of my own choice, Lord. You gave it to me, I give it back to You. I give You that part of I want to live for You. But also with that, you know what else it comes with that? You're saying to God, I will be responsible for what I choose in life. You will be responsible for what you choose in life. I not only have the great privilege, but I also am made responsible. This is mine to do. I'm going to have to say to God one of these days what I've done with this that He gave me.
That's right.
He give me the right to make a choice. Choose life. They shall have life that choose life. They that choose favor of God and communion with Him shall have what they choose. They that come short of life and happiness must thank themselves only. They had had them if they had chose them. When they are put to their choice, but they die because they will die. They die because they will die. Folks, this is the gospel message. They perish because they choose to perish. They go down the old road of sin because they choose the life of sin. When I was a little boy, I loved the water. I loved to be around the water. I loved to go to the river. If my mama told me, "Marty, I don't want you getting wet. I needed to stay away from the water. Because I go jumping rocks." Mama said to stay out of the water, but she didn't say that I couldn't jump the rocks. So I jumped the rocks. One slip of the foot, Brother Carl, and I just chose to disobey my mama. How carelessly we live life. How careless we are with the choices that we make. I suppose that I can presume on the grace of God that my wife has in her life to put up with me. I can presume on that. She's been a wonderful wife and she has had the grace of God. Thank the Lord. So I can presume on that. That I'll be okay because my wife's love for the Lord. How carelessly we live our lives. How carelessly we deal with the precious things that God puts in our way. He says, "I have set before you life and good." You're going to have to choose that. And when it comes to obedience that gives us the path of life, we're going to have to be careful with that. And where the Lord says to stay away from it, don't climb up on the fence and walk the fence. But have a care and concern about the choices that you make. I'd end up wet just about every time I got around water. One way or the other, I just love the water and get around the water and I'd end up in it. Folks, things are environmental. It's environmental a lot of times and it's our environment and we get around it and sometimes we got to cut that environment off. Don't touch the defiled thing. Set barriers in places. It's your choice. It's your choice. How much do you care about the things of the Lord? How much do you care about your own soul? He said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, but that both thou and thy seed may live." Yes. Folks, we're not a rock. We're not an island. We don't live to ourselves. We don't die to ourselves either. The things that corrupt my life and the things that I choose in my life, I'll choose them for my children too. I'll choose them for my family and I'll choose them for my neighborhood. I'll choose them for my congregation. I choose to let them be there. I make choices about things and I don't stand by myself. I give credence and validity to the things that I put in my life. I say that it's valuable. Do you know that every time you go and you pay money to buy a CD of music, you just give it validity to exist. You give it credibility of something that's valuable. You gave something valuable for it. You've put worth to it. You make a choice. Every time you turn something on and watch it, you just give validity to it. You made it valuable. You know how things like that work? It's usually through advertising. They take a number of people that they think's watching it, and that's how much they pay for the advertising, so, and that's what it's worth. And when you watch that, you give credibility to its existence. You make a choice of what you'll sponsor and what you give credibility to. Whatever vote you cast in life, you give credibility to what you cast your vote for. Tonight, I want to tell you, I vote for Christ. I give my credibility, my votes to Him. I cast in my ballot tonight. Jesus Christ is the way to go.
Yes.
Amen.
He's the one to work out your problems. He's the one that can give you life.
That's right.
I make a choice in my life. He said that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey His voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him. For He is thy life, and the length of thy days. It seems like to me that people are destined for bad choices. I know a couple. I saw this happen. I saw a couple get in trouble in their marriage. Young couple. They got in trouble in their marriage. They wasn't getting along. They had let things in their life that shouldn't have been in there, and they seen that their marriage was in trouble. We was having a revival meeting, and I invited them. Y'all come. There's your answer. And they came to the meeting. Brother Herschel Hargrave and Brother Lewis Campbell was holding a revival meeting in Greenbank. The couple came. And after one of the messages, one of them went to the altar. And a little bit, the other one went to the altar. They made choices. They made choices. It's a wonderful choice. They got up out of there with a newness and a hope of better things. Your choice don't end right there. You'll make a choice every day of your life. You'll choose that I want to serve the Lord for Him to come in your heart, and you'll choose every day to keep Him in your heart. You'll choose a daily experience of the Lord. I want You in my life. I desire You. I long for You. Lord, come fill my life. Come fill my life. In a matter of time, they gave it up. Oh, it seemed like that was the cure of their situation. And they was doing well. But they started making choices. And their choice was is that we're not really sure about this religion. Oh, I'm going to tell you, things started declining fast. And fast. And before long, I heard the account of him hitting her. A man. Big, strong man hitting his wife. It's awful. You know where that started at? They chose not to serve the Lord. They allowed things to start happening in their life. The frustrations is building up. Then they started drinking a little bit on top of that and started living a loose life. And before long, they're fighting. And before long, anger comes in and it's uncontrollable. And he's... never seen her again. His little boy. Never saw him again. Choices. Choose life or choose death. Because the Lord has given it to us. You can choose one or the other. Folks, can I give you a little hypothetical? In my mind, my hopes, my prayers, my desires, it's what I want for people and for them. You know what I envisioned? Them getting up out of there with the determination that I'm going to seek life. And now, instead of it being many years long gone, it's been richer and richer since that day.
Yeah.
Finding a true happiness and a true peace in their life. Being able to stand up with one another arm in arm and said, we come through the rough battles and the Lord's kept us all the way. And now we're here and we have experienced the life with one another and blessings with one another. And all in my mind is Him in true love, a true family, a true hope, true desire. But what kept it from being that way? God? No? The devil? We going to give Him that much credit? He was there to tempt Eve, but He didn't make her do it. Do you know God made it that way? The devil can't make you do anything. He only tempts you to do it. Now there is a scripture in the Bible that gives us an illustration of what the devil would do if God let him. But God didn't let him, and He don't let him. Do you know that there's people, this whole community of Prague, there's many people that don't know the Lord, but the devil can't make them, they're serving what they want to, what they've given and chose to, but he can't make them go kill some. If he could, he would. He can't. They've got to give themselves over by their choices to it.
Yeah.
There was a scripture where Jesus went to the land of the Gadarenes.
Yeah.
And there was a man there that was in the tombs cutting himself.
Yes.
And he was in torments because of the spirits of the enemy. I ain't saying that I know everything about everything, but in my mind, this man gave his life over to many things of superstition and of the devil to allow them spirits to have that kind. And they took over his life.
That's right.
And he got to the point that by his choice that led him to that place in the tombs cutting himself was laced with decisions and choices. And after a while, he had given himself over and now he don't control himself. But the Lord came by. To the land of the Gadarenes and to the man that was, they could not hold him with chains. Because he had within them spirits a superhuman strength that he would break them just like that. They couldn't bound him. Fearful, wasn't it? But the Lord came by to that man and gave him a choice again. A second choice. A second chance. Another opportunity. He came and spoke directly and said, "What's your name?" And the spirits, do you know, they had to answer.
Yes, they did.
Said, we are legion.
Yeah.
Because we are many. And you know what? They asked the Lord that He not cast them out of the land. Do you know if the Lord would have cast them out of the lands of the Gadarenes, those spirits would have had no jurisdiction. They would have had nowhere to work because if the Lord would have cast them out, they would have been out. But He said, they said, bid us not. And you remember when the Lord gave him permission to go into the swine? Without choice. Without choice. Those hogs ran headlong, instantly. Into the sea and killed themselves. Because that was where the purest sense of the devil was able to fulfill his perfect will and way in pure flesh without choice. It lets me to know that God gave man choice that He has created. It is a law in His universe. You have choice. To choose good or to choose evil. You can't choose to serve the Lord anytime you want. We know that. The Lord has to deal with you. I believe that, that there's an element of that in there. But do you know God has set before every one of us the ability to choose right and wrong? To do right and wrong? And to me, it all comes to this idea. When Jesus, the Son of God, gave His life that we could be saved, thank God! I can be saved!
Amen.
I've done so many things that I'm worthy of dying for. I lived a life of that was sinful. But He took that on Him. Thank God that He did.
Yes.
But you think of this scene. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hanging on a cross. He became sin for the whole world. He said, did He not, as the serpent, as Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You know what that was talking about? In that day of Moses, you remember how they come into a land of these serpents and they were fiery. They were poisonous. And they was biting the people and they were dying. Death was reigning because of the serpent's bite. So it is today. Because of the bite of the serpent, people are dying. Sin is killing people. Destroying, look at our poor nation, our poor country. People don't even know, hardly, what normal is anymore.
That's right.
A man and a woman marrying and having a family till death. It's becoming the abnormal. But in that day, when them serpents, Moses went before as a type. He went before the Lord. He asked the Lord about this. And God told him, here is a remedy for you. Take a brazen serpent and put it on a pole and lift it up. And He said, all that when they're bitten, if they'll look upon that serpent, they shall recover themselves. Now, what's that all about? I just can't help them thinking that there must have been some of them stiff-necked people that didn't like Moses anyway that said, I ain't looking on it. They'd get bit and somebody'd say, listen, there's been a lot of us been bit and we went and looked at that serpent and we recovered. And they probably said, oh, this ain't going to kill me anyway, Moses. He ain't got nothing anyway. I ain't looking at it. You'd think it was as simple as it was. People would flock to it, wouldn't you? Don't you fool yourself about people. Because thousands of them died. And there was a remedy and lifted up. And what it was, you think of the type of that. What was it that cured the... It was the serpent. That's what... It took the antidote. What's the problem? The poison. The serpent. What's on the... The serpent. What's the problem in our life? Sin. What's on the cross? Sin. He became sin. Do you know He was one that did no wrong? He didn't do evil. There was no guile found in His mouth. And yet He took on Himself the sins of the whole world. Yours is on there. Mine's on there. All we have to do, folks, is make a choice. You can't save yourself. You don't have a remedy for sin. But here's the perfect type, folks. He was lifted up. There He is on the cross. And to one side is a dirty, low-down, murdering thief. And on the other side is a no-account, worthless, murdering thief. Folks, this idea comes all the way from the very creation down. Choice. Depicted right there, right in the middle of these two men, was choice. Life and death. Good and evil. One man mocks and says, if you're the Son of God, get us down. If you be the Son of God, get us down.
Save us.
Save us. You know what the other man said? We're thieves. We deserve this. Me and you deserve this. You know, we're thieves. This man
has not done anything wrong.
No. This man hadn't done anything. Folks, think of this. One man in his darkest hour, the most dire situation you can be in. Folks, if ever a man was going to die in a little bit, it was him. How can you not know it? I'm stuck on a cross. I'm dying in a little bit, and I'm dying for what I deserve to die for.
Yeah.
And he turns to the Lord of glory and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What simple, honest words for a man to say. I'm a thief. I've been reckless. I've hurt other people. I've damaged them. I don't deserve anything but to die, Lord. But I'm making a choice right now to believe in you.
Amen.
Now, how much simpler can you get in the plan of God? But this is the one I want to ask you about. The other one. He's dying in a little bit too, Brother Carl.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's going to be dead for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's about to go out into eternity. And I want you to get this picture real good. There's blood dropping from Jesus' hands. He's right there. He's as close as a human possibly can be.
That's right.
Into eternal life. There he is. Because you remember what the Lord said to the man that said, remember me? Did he reject him for a thief? He said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. Accept it. You mean no great works? I don't have to prove myself? None of those things? This day, thou be with me in paradise. And then here's another man right over here. That close. Folks, we are honestly tonight a choice away from life or death.
That's right.
That's just the truth. We are a choice away. Why wouldn't he yield? The great heart of God was hanging there on a cross for him. Barabbas, O Barabbas, the Lord surely have died for thee. You old thief. The Lord took your place for sure. Thief, you didn't get the option of that, but here you are right there in the presence of the Lord about to die. What do you have to lose, folks? What did he have to lose? Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. But maybe his pride at the last moment. What will hold a person? What will make us to choose those kind of things? I know Brother James and Sister Trish is here, and I know that they go regularly into the jail there, and they deal with this all the time. They deal with people that's making choices. And you know what I believe of any of them, and seen them in my own life? They're a choice away from a better life.
That's it.
They're a choice away from a better life. Lord, help us tonight to choose the path of life. Lord, help me to put the valuable things, make them valuable. Make them valuable. I've seen people get upset at their family members and not talk to them for years. Is that what you want tonight? Do you want not tonight? This is a congregation full of family. Do you not want to ever talk to your son again? Son, you don't want to talk to your mother again? Wife, you want to have a problem with your husband and husband with the wife that you're in separate rooms? They call it silent divorce.
Yep.
It happens. Folks, it's nothing but choices.
That's it.
Do you know that that can get you when you choose not to pray? Oh, you say, I don't really want to make the choice there, but it always gets there. Why does it get there? Because I don't keep myself in the right place. I don't choose God in my life for His grace and His help to help me to see who I am and what I am. Folks, do you know being able to say I'm sorry is a choice? It's a choice. Do you know how many problems would be solved if somebody would just humble themselves and say, I'm sorry.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I done you wrong. And I'm sorry for it. I want you to forgive me. Oh, how easy. How easy it is. My wife and talk about this often. Know of a situation one time to where my wife overheard a young married wife make a comment about how her husband wouldn't, when he took his socks off, he would just roll them down his foot and would leave them unrolled. And she done the laundry, so to show him, she put them right back in his drawer that way. Is that really what you want? That's been broke up for a long time now. It wasn't the socks that done it. It was the attitude.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the attitude. You know what my wife said? And Lord help me not to take advantage of this. But you know what my wife said at that? She says, I love being a wife and a mother. I love doing those things. It's your choice. You can choose it one way or the other. You can choose it that way. Now, at my house, I'm frugal. I'll be honest with you, it's my nature. I don't like to pay Mon Power one penny more than I have to. I want my electric bill just as low as they can be. Now, I've always told my family, don't you try to see something in the dark. You turn the light on. You need hot water to take a shower, you turn it on full blast and take it. But let's not use it. Let's not just run it if we ain't using it. I don't want to just pay them for nothing. And so I'm regularly going through the house, putting off lights, saying, am I the only one who sees these on? Come in sometimes and I remember one night I heard the pump running. Hope that ain't a leak. Was there a little bit longer. Everybody's in bed. My water pump kicked on. I heard it kick on again. So I went and looked at the spigots and one of them was running hot water. Had been for hours.
Oh, no.
And in my mind, that meter up there was going ting, 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 you know. And I'm like, and to tell you that I'm going to stop telling them, turn off the light, close the door, it's winter outside, we're not born in the barn. But you know what I had to come to? I can't let that take my peace. And I can't make that something that my family is going to say, this is Dad. Because you know why? There's just more important things. One of these days, we're going to roll this whole thing up. and I'm going to have to be laying there. I'll bury you or you'll bury me. And I don't want to have been hung up on an electric bill. It's just not worth it, Brother James. It's just not worth it. And do you know what else I found out? I found out it's the same way with my neighbors. It just ain't worth it. I want a good relationship with them. And so when their dog comes over and gets my stuff, their soul is just more important. And I have to say that sometimes out loud to myself to remind me, you're about to have to make a choice. After many problems with the dogs in my community was there, I got the children some rabbits one time and we had them there on my patio. I had a nice place and there's rabbits on it. And one of my boys come running around and said, "Dad, the neighbor's dog just went running off with our rabbit." And I was like, here we go again with these dogs around here. No. It's just not worth it. You know what that's called? A choice. It's a choice that I made about life. It's what's important. Another time one of the neighbor's dogs killed our rabbit and I went to see the neighbor, and when I got there, the one of the little neighbor boys was out there with a shovel, and he was digging a hole. And I looked, and there was our rabbit laying. And I said, "Did your dog kill our rabbit?" Just about like that. And he jumped, and there I was. And oh, I could see he was scared. And I went back to the house. You know, I started feeling bad about that. So I went over to them. And I apologized for scaring their boy. Because I made a choice. I'd rather have good neighbors and friends. It's a choice. Folks, we're on the sides of the Lord. Making a choice every day. Of whether we're going to live a life of corruption and death and wickedness and selfishness. Every day, it's either me or the Lord. I go my way or I go the Lord's way. I defend myself or I go the Lord's way. I want the better things in life or I want my own way. Every day, I make a choice in life. You make a choice every day in life. Choose life. Choose the good things. Don't allow... I'm convinced that our relationships can be better. I'm convinced that our congregational relationships can be better if we choose life. If we choose to respect one another. If we choose to honor one another. If we choose the other one as being important. If we choose to watch after their interest, as the Scripture says. Doesn't it say that we're to bear one another's burdens? Doesn't it say that we're to care for one another? Doesn't it say that we're to care after one another and have tender mercies towards one another? Do you know that nothing I mentioned there is forced on you by God? If you don't choose it, you don't have it. You've got to choose to honor your brother. You've got to choose to respect your brother. You've got to choose to value him. You've got to choose to honor your wife. Choose to respect your wife. You've got to choose the things of God. They're set before us. But God will not force us to live with it. We've got to choose it tonight. And I want that to be stuck in this meeting. I want that to be stuck in there because it is an absolute gospel truth tonight. We choose the path that we go. Many times in life we come to a place that is a divide. Which way do I go? What do I do? How do I respond to this? I think some of you probably heard me tell this, but it challenged me about choice. I had a man for certain reasons with his gnashing his teeth, he had a rifle stuck up to my temple, up to my head, gritting, squeezing the trigger. He ended up smashing me in the head with that. He ended up pounding on me with his fist. I had a gun laying there that I used to shoot varmints with, laying right there. I made choices from start to finish. I chose through all of that, by all that God had for me, to love that man and try to calm him down and try to win him. And the Lord didn't allow that to happen because this man had choices too. And he was angry and he was violent. And that's the way he responded. And the Lord protected me and saved me. And I felt great sense of victory when I drove away from there. But it wasn't over. Actually, the battle got hotter. Not that he was there doing it. But the serpent came by. And he started saying things like, "Well, you surely won't die. He done you wrong. This is what you should have done." Started playing the mind. And I had to say, "No!" I had to choose no. Oh, and sometimes in the long weariness of a long trip after that, in the middle of the night and all the families are sleeping, this floods my mind. I was violated. I felt such a sense of being violated. It was so wrong. And I saw nail prints. Lord reminded me. I saw the one that had the spear thrust in his side. And I had victory. For a while. Over and over I battled this. Battled it in my mind. Hatred would present itself. Wrath would present itself. And I'd say no. No, 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 Lord. Help me to love that man. It was a battle. And the Lord put it squarely on my plate. Marty, you choose what you're going to do with this portion of your life. And I said, "Lord, by your grace, I'm going to love him." And I want to tell you a little story. Every night I hear my little boy pray. He calls this man's name out in prayer. Night after night, a part of his prayer for his grandparents and for me and his mother and for the people around us, he mentions this man's name. Folks, you know what that scripture said? That you might live, you and your generations beyond you. Folks, it's a choice. Living for God is a choice. Choose life tonight and all that it has. And I promise you the Lord will make a path of life for you. You pray for me.